Hello English Podcast, a podcast for EFL learners and teachers. Everyone, this is one more episode of the Follow English podcast. Today is March 22nd, 2016. I'm Marcos Gazana and I'm speaking from Porto Alegre in the south of Brazil. Today I'm going to be speaking about idioms, idiomatic expressions. So what are idiomatic expressions or idioms? Idioms are groups of words whose meaning is different from the meanings of the individual words in the idiom. So I'm using the Oxford Advanced Learner's Dictionary for this definition. And as you can see here, so it's a group of words. So when this group of words is together, the meaning of the individual parts or the individual words in the idiom is different from the meaning of the words when they are separate. Here one example to give you to illustrate that is let the cat out of the bag. This idiom means to tell a secret by mistake. So to let the cat out of the bag means to tell a secret by mistake. So today I'm going to be speaking about four idioms with the word water. So all of them are connected because they all contain the word water. And I'm going to give you there. I'm going to discuss the definition and give you one example. So the first one is like a fish out of water. So when you should use this idiom when you feel. So you could say I feel like a fish out of water when you feel uncomfortable because you are not in a familiar situation, or you are in a either you are in a completely different place, or you're hanging out with completely different people, and you don't feel at home. You don't feel well, so you feel a bit weird. So here, the example is: I'm not a poet, so I feel like a fish out of the water in this poetry class. So it's a class that you don't feel comfortable because you're not a poet. The second idiom is to be in hot water. So when you say, of course, you have to conjugate the verb to be in this case. By the way, I think one brief, to give you a brief overview of some of the some of the syntactic characteristics of idioms. Idioms don't, you don't change idioms that much. The order of the words normally remain the same, remains the same, and the only thing that sometimes happens is you have to conjugate the verb. For instance, I feel like a fish out of the water, or he feels like a fish out of the water, or he is feeling like a fish out of the water as well. So you can conjugate the verb, but normally you don't change the structure, the syntactic structure of the idioms. Coming back to my second example, to be in hot water means to be in a difficult situation for which you may be criticized or punished. The example I'm going to give you is the following. John borrowed his father's car without asking and he got into an accident. He's in hot water, meaning that he will have to go back home and talk to his dad and say, hey, dad, I'm sorry, but I crashed the car. And he will be in a difficult situation. He will be punished for that, certainly, or at least criticized. So to be in hot water means to be in a difficult situation. The third idiom I'm going to give you today with the word water is to keep one's head above water. So to keep one's head above water, of course, in the place of one's here, you're going to use any pronoun here, possessive adjective, I mean. So to keep my head out above water, or to keep his head above water, or to keep her head above water. The meaning here is to try very hard to survive financially or to handle a lot of work. For example, I took a job that I love, but it doesn't pay well. Until I get a raise, I'm just trying to keep my head above water. So I'm just trying to keep my head above water, meaning I'm just trying to get by with the pay I'm getting right now. So I'm expecting to get a raise, otherwise it's a job that I love, but it doesn't pay that well. So I'm hoping to get, maybe hoping it's a better word than expecting. I'm hoping to get a raise. Otherwise, I'll just be making ends meet. Just get enough money to make ends meet. To make ends meet is another idiomatic expression, meaning that you can barely pay your bills. You don't have a lot of extra money that you can go and spend on whatever you want. Okay, one more. So that's number three. Let's move on to the last idiom. So today I'm going to give you four idioms with the word water. So this is the last one. Water under the bridge. So water under the bridge means something in the past that cannot be undone but is forgiven or accepted. For example, Shelley and I had a big fight in high school and didn't talk for about 2 years. But now that's water under the bridge. We're friends now. So meaning that's water under the bridge, meaning that's something that, you know, it has been forgiven, you know. So we don't worry about that anymore, yeah. So this is it for today. I hope you enjoyed this episode about idioms. It's actually the first episode I do about idioms. There are a few episodes about proverbs, a few episodes about collocations, a few episodes about phrasal verbs, all these complex vocabulary issues. And before I finish, I would like to remind you that the webpage for this podcast is at pod.followenglish.com.br. BR for Brazil. You can go to the web page and you can add your email to the email list. In this case, you will get a notification every time there is a new episode out there. It's free and easy to do that. You can also follow us on Twitter, and you can also follow us on Facebook. Just look for Follow English, one word. Everything written together, FOLLOWENGLISH. So Follow English. And you can also keep sending emails to info@followenglish.com.br in case you want to make any comments or suggestions for future episodes. So thank you. I hope you're all learning something, and I'll see you next time. Bye.